The three-day visit by the United Nations inspectors comes amid increasing tension between Tehran and the West. Sanctions have already been agreed to try to force Iran to slow or halt its nuclear program, and in retaliation, Iran is threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil route. But as the nuclear inspection gets underway, Savoush Ranjbardem, a professor of Iranian history at the University of London, says the visit could help defuse the situation as long as Iran plays ball.
It is in Iran's interest to be as transparent as possible and to release all information to the IAEA if it really thinks that the tension can be diffused simply by releasing information and by proving that its intentions are not military.
John Barron is a Conservative member of the UK Parliament and also a member of the Parliamentary Group on Iran. He says the West also has its own important part to play.
This is all part of the issue of reducing tensions. I mean, my concern is that the West policy in the past of saber-rattling and sanctions has not been successful. My gut instinct is that we should offer a new relationship to Iran, recognize the fact that she is a regional superpower, do very much what Nixon did in the 1960s and 70s in recognizing the emergence of China as a major player in the Pacific. He did not deny reality, and I don't think we should be denying reality with Iran either.
But it's not just the West and Iran that wield the power when it comes to controlling Iran's nuclear capabilities. Savoush says Russia will also play a huge role.
The Bushehr nuclear reactor, which is the only Iranian nuclear reactor which is close to completion, will be active whenever Russia says so, essentially, and whenever Russia will provide Iran with the necessary fuel and process the spent fuel. Furthermore, Russia, obviously, together with China, the two Security Council nations which have basically blocked any Security Council sanction against Iran for a while now.
The visit could calm tensions between the two sides, but only if Iran give the delegation access to everything they need. The more thorough the inspection, the more reassured the West will be about Iran's nuclear intentions.